we never jumped on the bandwagon of using artificial sounds, like a sample cello versus a real person playing. We went ahead and we made a pact with all of us. We were never going to use electronics again.
We made a pact with Elvis, did you say?
With all of us.
We made a pact with Elvis.
It wasn't really until a few years ago when we were the house band at the Whiskey when we started finding ourselves and an identity came, you know, from us stopping writing for what we thought would do good.
You get into your late 20s and you literally have nothing to show for it other than your, this pig-headed notion that you're gonna be a rock star someday. I mean, that's literally all you have.
You know, we've only had a few bottles thrown at us in our whole career, yeah. And a few bad things, and you know, and that kind of stuff, I think, gives heart to, you know, every group. You can't hear them, right? Because it's so noisy
it's
on
like
stage.
It's like the graduates.
You see their face.
Son of a bitch,
motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you, break your fucking face.
And you're trying to sing your chorus. You're like, blackout in the red room.
And then you see him hawking up a loogie. You see him hawking up, and he's like targeting you. And so you're like, why do you think they call
it dope? We had gotten pretty tight by the time we recorded Blackout, but then. And not just us, but 80 Band, you go out and you do 200 shows in a year, like 200 shows, and you come back, and all of a sudden, the band's way better.
Real fundamental football is the way, you know, we play our rock.
You know, you write from experience, most people do, and our experience is centered around the Sunset Strip in Blackout in the Red Room because that was the world that we were in.
And now it's centered around bars all over the world.
Yeah,
Wasted in America!
I think Wasted in America is about being a product of the TV generation. When you're watching life go by rather than living it, and you know, when we fancy ourselves as readers and are proud of that, you know, and filling in ideas, you know, the pictures in your head rather than just having it all just spelled out.
The song Wasted America is sort of like a wry observation.
And people have gotten really stupid.
Something's gone wrong with the TV generation. I am the product of that situation.
And whatever happened to Gilligan's Island and all those intellectual shows that yeah. We grew up on?
When you're driving late at night, you feel the mosquito bite on your arms and your legs until you run for cover.
On this record, like Ski was saying, it's just everything's gotten better. The playing, the songs, the singing, the production.
You just try and come up with better songs, you know, and it's hard. I mean, it's hard to write a good song.
Cut it in two, give you 50 cents, but the rock will come and get you. You're coming.
We have to play behind this record for the next 2 years. And so for us, personally, it has got to be really good or we're going to be, you know, killing ourselves.
Before we had IDs, we'd go to places that, you know, bars that serve free food, you know, and we didn't have any money, so we'd go in there, get one drink, and be able to just, but it really made for good times.
It's America.
A little fluffy for us. It's personally, it's like definitely one of my favorites, but it's about how through the media there's this real pressure on girls to be speed junkie, skinny, and you know, way young, and Miss America is about how people that don't fit into that mold are pretty too.
They could just ignore the other eight songs, yeah, the other and just focus on that one.
In America.